I mean, it's time to go, right? Yeah. I don't know. I kind of lost track a little bit. It's Wednesday, March the 24th in the year 2021 from Los Angeles, California in the Lucy Coleman Studio. I'm PJ. And you know what? I was thinking about Lucy all day. You know, there's certain things that draw you to a person. And I think that the thing that drew me to Lucy were her eyes. She was just that brown-eyed girl. Van Morrison helps me describe the woman's eyes that I love. Van Morrison, brown-eyed girl.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, hey. Skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping. And you, a brown-eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl.
Van Morrison, music back in the day. Oh yeah, Lucy and I riding down the street.
So hard to find my way. Now that I'm all on my own, I saw you just the other day. My, you have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl.
Van Morrison. Van Morrison. We're going to be hearing more of Van. I just thought that I'd start off with that number there. Starting off my webcast on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon in Los Angeles. I should go to the weather thing and see what the weather is. I was speaking with my sister from Chicago, and she was saying that that it was getting warm. It was close to 60 degrees. It's 72 right now. The low is going to be 46 today. By 4 p.m. it's going to be 70, and about 6 p.m. it's going to drop down to 64. So we have a great day lined up in Southern California, and I'm glad that you guys can join me for a little music. Thinking about things that make sense to me. You know, it's one, you know, I'm thinking about the depression that a lot of people suffer now, especially since it's COVID and everything. But I want to stay away from the COVID and the news and everything. I'm here to cheer you up. I'm your internet pastor. I'm bringing you stuff that you should listen to. You know, I was a young man was letting me listen to some of the modern music that they make in the studio, where they stand around and they get a couple of guitars and things, and they start playing music. And I said, you know what? I got some good music, too. So I'm glad that you, my listeners to my website, come to my website on a regular basis and listen to me. It doesn't make any, never mind how many of you it is. I'm trusting that you are enjoying your life. And Harcourt just trying to get my attention. Harcourt, I'm not thinking about you. Go sit down. Listen to me.
What? Cookie?
All right, I'm going to play another one. This is one. As a matter of fact, this is Van Morrison and Ray Charles singing together the classic Crazy Love. Crazy Love. Me and Lucy didn't have Crazy Love. We had sensible, reasonable, this is how Christian parents were to raise their children and to live with one another. We never ventured off into craziness like a lot of people do, and they call the craziness normal. That's what gets me about this generation. They twist it like that. But I don't want to be critical about anybody's generation. What I say is live your life. And I cannot get this out of my head. I am not, and I say this with fervency, I'm not going to throw the idea of God out the window. I'm not going to do it. All right, let's listen to a nice number called Crazy Love by Van Morrison and Ray Charles. Yeah, they did this together. Crazy Love. This was one of Van Morrison's finest songs. Come on, guys.
I can hear a heartbeat for a thousand miles, and the heavens open every time she smiles. When I come to her, that's where I belong. And running to her like a river song, she gives me love.
Sense of humor.
All right.
Well, I'm feeling low down.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, well, I come to her when the sun goes down.
Well,
take away my trouble. Take away my grief.
Sing it, boy.
Take away my heartache.
Yeah.
In the night like a thief.
Yeah.
Give me love.
Give me,
give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give
Charles. Crazy Love. Ah, that's nice, nice, yeah. Nice. Done live. Done live. People show their appreciation for good singing, you know, and I love it when a white man and a black man comes together talking about crazy love. Don't you know that's what we need in this country? PJ, your internet pastor, bringing you some music to help you get along. And don't we require it today, don't we? My dog is here begging me for one of those little stick bones. I'll give you one when I'm ready. He just keeps pushing my arm up, but he loves to spend a little time with me here in the studio. What are you doing to keep up? What are you doing to keep your spirits going? You know, there's one thing that I learned from the younger generation, want to share it with you, because they have different ideas on how they're going to get ahead in life. They have far different ideas on what it takes to get ahead, what they have to do. They don't listen to people when you tell them you need to go to a trade school, you need to start working in the warehouse for Amazon, you need to bring some money in this house, boy or girl, and do this stuff. Now, that's important if you got a house and they're eating up all the food and taking up the space and everything, because you are teaching them. You are teaching them to participate in the ongoing of what you've built. But you know what? These youngsters aren't thinking about what their parents and their grandparents built. They don't want to build on that. They want to build on something else. I listen to some of their music and whatnot, and I haven't lost my mind. I'm listening to the words of some of the music, and their music now is geared and centered on what is it going to take to keep you happy for the rest of your days, and what do you do to stop letting things come into your frame of reference to mess up your thinking, your ongoing journey in life. Now, that's a positive thing, because when I married that brown-eyed girl, that's why I married the Filipina girl. I knew I had to marry and have children in order to be successful. So I wasn't going to search out the black community for the exact kind of gal I wanted, because she would have had to been raised with the same kind of family I was raised with, the same kind of values I was raised with. But from city to city, county to county, state to state, section to section of the country, people are different, and they think different. They've been bred to think like the people they are most likely around. And so it was back in 65 when I was drafted, went into the Army, got out in 67. My heart was pounding to establish this thing for a relationship with someone, and so that I can have some children. That's right, because I knew the way my mind was and the way my heart was going, I would have gone in the other direction, because I just did not want to be around a bunch of women clamoring at me. I needed to find a woman that was going to listen to me, that was going to follow my lead, that was going to watch me make stars. No, I gave her an opportunity to make stars too. And she made two of the brightest stars in the universe, Leslie and Delia, my two beautiful daughters. Yes, that's why I needed this wonderful vessel of God to work alongside me. And God was good and gave her to me 34, 35 years. And I never hit her. I never cursed her out. I never did that. She was my brown-eyed girl, and she gave me love, 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 love. No, she didn't like me being a pastor. She wished that I had, you know what? When I put my name, threw my name in the box as a philosophy professor in Los Angeles, Lucy was very happy, and unfortunately, she didn't live long enough to see me fulfill that, because, you know, when they called me to teach, Lucy had already transitioned. But I told her, I said, girl, whatever I set my mind to, I can do it. So in a very great sense of the word, I believe, like some of these millennials and young people believe, whatever you want to do, set your mind to it. Set Your Mind to It. Van Morrison now with The Mistake. Into Mystic. Listen to the words and enjoy. Van Morrison.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. And the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the day, the old. And together we will fool. Into the mystic. Come on, girl.
To the Mystic, Van Morrison. You know, Van did a number, and I'm going to have to, because I don't have it, geared up on my thing here. I got to go to YouTube and play it. Professional Jealousy. I was listening to that song, and I thought that I had it on one of my systems, and I don't, and so I'm going to have to go on this YouTube channel and bring it up, because I want you to listen to the words of Professional Jealousy. I was listening to it by Van Morrison, and I said, oh my gosh, that's exactly what they did to me. Exactly what they did. And what Van Morrison does is he spells out what Professional Jealousy is. He spells it out. I mean, he makes it so plain in the song. You have to hear it to understand it. And I recall right after the mini blows, because when I was in the pastorate doing the ministry, these blows would come my way just out of nowhere. People that you thought were digging you and loving you I can speak about it now because I'm totally free from falling under its spell. And what I mean by its spell, I'm talking about the spell. Wait a minute. Did you hear that guy he came on?
And you have a mirror that looks like this in your home.
Wait a minute. Okay, I got it, and it's ready to play. This is the one that I want you to hear. Professional Jealousy by Van Morrison. Just listen to the words. I think I'm back on track now. What I did is I was going to play some stuff for you, but then now what I want you to do is I want you to listen to this number by Van Morrison, Professional Jealousy. Listen to the words. Before I mess up, I think I better start playing it because I don't want to lose focus on what I'm doing. Listen to the words, Van Morrison.
Professional jealousy can bring down a nation, and personal invasion can ruin a man. Not even his family will understand what's happening, the price that he's paying, or even the pain.
Now, you know, Van recorded this thing just for me because this song dictates and lays out plain what happened to me while I was a pastor of a church. Professional jealousy. A lot of them strive for the radio ministry, everything else. I did it. God built it all in me, and they had to destroy me to get it. What else did they do to me, Van?
Professional jealousy started a rumor.
Yeah.
And then it extended to be more abuse.
Yeah. See, they had me, oh, man, you wouldn't believe what they had me doing.
What started out as just black propaganda
ended up as what, Van? Tell me the truth about this stuff.
Was one day seen to be believed as truth.
Yeah.
They say the truth is stranger than fiction.
That's right.
For the lie is more deadly than sin. It can make a man very bitter and angry when he thinks that there's someone is going to win. Professional jealousy makes others crazy.
Yes, it does.
They think you got something that they don't have.
See, and that's it. See, that's what professional jealousy would do. You know, that a little bit of that mess happened with Tupac and Biggie guy. You know, professional jealousy, leave it alone. And even these rappers today cussing and fussing each other out over the same stuff. It happened in church. It happened anywhere. Human beings.
What they don't understand is it's
right.
Not that easy.
Yes, it is.
To cover the miles and be where you are.
Well, when you ask for them to prove that they've covered the miles where I've gone, 3 earned collegiate degrees while I worked a job and was married and raised 2 kids, what have they done? Remarried 2 or 3 times and still can't get it together. Sing it, man.
They say that the truth is stranger than fiction, but lies more
when they think that someone else is going to win. Professional jealousy makes other people crazy when they think you got something that they don't have.
That's it, that's it.
What they don't understand is it's
say it.
Just not easy.
It ain't easy, boy.
To cover it all in.
Yeah, right.
Stand where you stand.
Yeah, yeah.
Professional jealousy makes no exception.
No exception.
It can happen to anyone.
Anyone.
At any time.
And any time.
The only requirement is
what?
Knowing what's needed. And then delivering what's needed on time. The only requirement is to know what is needed and do it the best you know how. Deliver on time. The only requirement is to know what is needed. Be best at delivering the fried up on time.
Thank you, Van Morrison. Professional Jealousy. One of my favorite records, I'm telling you. One of my favorite. And what I mean by that is that when it comes to making the words make sense, all those words make a lot of sense to me. Well, thank you for joining me for this 30-minute webcast. Just look at Brown Eyed Girl. We featured Van Morrison today. I don't know who the featured person is going to be the next day. And listen, take this for what it's worth, those of you that know me. I'm not bitter. I understand fully what happened. I understand. And I want to tell you, if you're looking to get into a career that's going to benefit you, hook yourself up with people that believe in what you're doing. Listen to me. Listen to me. Hook yourself up with individuals that believe in your vision. There are enough individuals that love listening to you and parlaying with you. You don't have to worry about the ones that don't, because it was never intended for them to follow you in the first place. You are basically in the solo lane, living in that solo lane.